Hey there, this is Pam Perry. So we're going to really dig into a little bit of a brand of what is we see, do an assessment, give some advice. Here's some feedback from our Ready, Set, Go speak community as well. I'd like to say that one of the things that we do is kind of like dissect it so that it's better. And Nick Tinch is going to be joining us shortly, and he is all in the lane of real estate. One of the things I always tell people to do is Google yourself and what comes up. And so one of the things that came up was his Speakers Magazine page that was in this month's April issue. How about that? But that was just April. So what were you before that? So we're going to really dive into that. And with me joining is business strategy Lindsay Ruffin as well. And we're going to just put him in the hot seat. We do this every Friday at 2 o'clock. So right after this, I'm going to bring up our guests and talk a little bit about what you can expect as this hour as your guide in PR and branding.
Welcome to the Get Out There and Get Known podcast. Join Pam Perry, veteran PR strategist, Emmy Award-winning producer and publisher of Speakers Magazine, who will show you how to crack the code in getting out there to get known. Each week, she either interviews her media friends, PR colleagues, or she just goes solo, offering you strategies on publicity, publishing, and platform building. So listen up to hear how to get booked on media places and on superstar stages. Now, here's your host, Pam Perry.
Hey there. So one of the things that we do every week is that we take a particular person. They fill out an application for the media makeover. It's the link in there if you want to do that. And we kind of do an assessment about what it is that they are about. Who are they? What they do? Who do they do it for? So that people can have really good clarity. Once they have the clarity, we then talk about how they get out there and get known, hence the name of the podcast. But the main thing is like really offering them advice. Ready, Set, Go Speak is a community, a year-long community where we mentor, we guide, we share contact information, speaking opportunities so that people can get out there and get known. Business strategy wise, all of this doesn't make any sense if you're not really making a profit. So we look at some of the things that you're doing that may be hindering you from making as much money in your business as possible, or some of the things that we look at your brand that's incongruent. And sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. And that's why we do this show every week, because sometimes you need someone to really, you know, you've been in your own forest and you just see all the trees, but then it's like someone can come in and say, hey, but you know that this over here is there, and that's probably where your money is. So that's really the thing. So what I'm going to do is really just share things about clarity, really things about how to position in terms of what media and what PR to really go after. All media is not for everybody. If you don't live in Baltimore, maybe you shouldn't be in the Baltimore newspaper, right? So some of the things make common sense, but sometimes people just say, oh, I want to be on this particular show, and their audience is really not there. Or some people say, hey, I want to be on a billboard, but then your audience isn't there. Or I want to be in an artist magazine, but you really talk about tech. So matching the right message with the media is the most important thing. Media are always looking for stories, but they want the right story that matches their audience, not what you're trying to sell, and not really based on what ego, what it is that you really want to be seen in. Because you could be seen on, say, a very popular TV show, say it's a reality show, I don't know, Real Housewives or whatever. But if it doesn't match your audience, it won't bring you any revenue. So why waste that time or that energy? So what we're going to do is I'll bring up Lindsay and let him explain a little bit more about who we are and what we do. And we're going to go deeper into this, but tell people a little bit more about Lindsay, what it is that you do and what we're bringing PR and branding with marketing and sales and how those two things align.
Sure. I'm Lindsay Ruffin. I help professional chefs become celebrity chefs by hosting a cooking show on YouTube. And for these hot seats, what I do is bring YouTube strategy and business development strategy. How are we going to leverage YouTube, which is, in my opinion, the most powerful platform for anyone who has public speaking ambitions? How are we going to leverage YouTube to increase your visibility and achieve your public relations objectives? How are we going to get your message in front of the most people as possible? And that's that's what I'm here for. No platform is better for that than YouTube. It just beats all the other platforms. So.
And one of the things too is that when people say, "Oh, I'm on Roku, I'm on Apple TV, I'm on this and that," it's like, well, how many people sit down in their living room and actually watch those type of things? They're usually going to watch on their smart TV, and they would watch it on a large YouTube, especially longer form content. And that's really what we're about, to really talk about longer form content, things that really position you as a thought leader, things that really make you an audience know, like, and trust you, because they're watching you consistently is the real key. And they're watching you for longer periods of time. And so I'm going to really look and see a little bit about where our guest is. One of the main things about when you're doing media is that you always show up early. If you're doing a podcast live, so say we're on CNN, we don't really want to be late. So I'm going to give him a few minutes of grace to see where he is right now. He did say that he did get the link. So I want to make sure that technology does happen. That's, you know, technology is good when it's working, but when it's not, it's not. So give me a minute and we're going to come right back and bring up Nick Tinch. Hey, this is Pam Perry, really giving you a PR pep talk. How to get publicity. What can it do for you? Why do you need it? What's it do? How much it costs? I'm going to answer those questions in a sec. So what can quick media coverage do? It can help you increase your visibility online, extend your reach, stand out from the crowd, higher ranking on Google so you can get found. SEO is important. That's what PR can do for you, for sure. So when you're ready, go to PamPerryPR.com. Love for you to get out there and get known. Get in all of the media that you see on the website, PamPerryPR.com. Take a pick of the packages for the PR. I'm PamPerryPR.com. All righty. We'll see you there. Yes, it's StreamYard. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just hit the link. We're on live.
Okay.
All righty.
What are we on live? Are we
Stream? We're on StreamYard. So just hit the link I just sent you.
Okay.
All right.
Is this going to be on social media or?
It is streaming. It's streaming, sir. Yes, that was what the whole thing is. So I'm going to hang up and I'm actually live. So you don't want to join? That's okay. If you're media ready, you're media ready. If not, it's no problem.
Yeah, give me a, let me do this right quick.
Okay. I'm live, sir, so I'm going to let you go. So that is a lesson in being media ready. Okay. No shade to Nick. He's in this magazine. He got about 4 emails. Nick.
So while we're waiting, or I don't know, well, anyway, there's an article that came out a couple of days ago, Pam, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to read it from you real quick, an excerpt. This is from the Washington Post. That's about YouTube. YouTube is number one in video and music listening. YouTube is America's top living room streaming destination. Data from Nielsen consistently shows that Americans spend more time watching YouTube on TV sets than we do any other streaming service, including Netflix. So I want people to, so I'm going to say that again so folks understand, let it sink in. People watch YouTube more than any other streaming platform, including Netflix. YouTube is the biggest video streaming platform in the world, not Netflix, not Hulu, not Roku, not any of these other ones. YouTube. So if you want to put yourself on TV, YouTube is how you do it.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, too, a lot of people really want to feel like that they can say as many platforms that they're on, that it's a good thing, that I'm on Roku, that I'm Apple, that I'm on Fire, that I'm on this and that. And it does sound really good because it sounds like you're being seen everywhere. But if most of the people are on YouTube, then build that channel out. They may watch TikTok, but they're not going to spend an hour with TikTok. They may watch even LinkedIn Live, but they're not going to spend hours on LinkedIn Live. We do stream on LinkedIn Live, but people go to YouTube. One of the reasons why, and we say this all the time, is Google owns YouTube. And so when people are looking to find something, just last night, my daughter had a digital camera, and she wanted to take a picture, and she couldn't, it wasn't working. She Googled really fast in YouTube so she can physically see what was wrong with her camera and fix it in seconds. So people use YouTube for information. Obviously, there's some entertainment on here. I mean, people watch Shay Shay for entertainment. I don't know if they're watching it for information, but they will watch it because they know that within that, based on the tags or the links or the titles of your YouTube channel, they will know what it is that you're doing. One of the things that we said we would do is we would do a brand audit. So I'm a promise that right there. So one of the things that I will say about Nick, and he should be joining us shortly, just kind of text me, is that when we are on these platforms and social media is in a way like popularity, right, Lindsay? And so people want to make sure that, you know, they look like they got something going on. They don't want to have like 100 followers. They want to have like someone who has 100,000 followers. So you look like a big deal, but it has to be authentic. There is a thing where people are buying followers or buying likes or buying any of these type of things. I mean, we live in an economy where whatever people want, people will sell. So if you want followers, they're going to sell you followers. If you want likes, they will sell you likes. But let me trust and tell me that, Lindsay, is that a good thing? Why is it not a good thing? It appears like it's good, but yeah, it is.
It works against you every single time. Just buying, it's counterproductive. It does the exact opposite of what you're trying to do. So when you, the way the algorithm works on any platform is it first starts by posting, by sharing whatever you post with your audience, the people who have subscribed or are following you. And it puts it in front of a sample of those people to see how they respond to it. And if they respond favorably, they're engaging it, they're liking, they're commenting, et cetera, it will show it to a wider group of people, again, primarily in your followership or your subscriber base. And depending on how they react to it, it will show it to more people. And this is how things go viral. If you've ever had a post go viral, you can actually see it. You can see how it just keeps ramping up, and then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But that is not, that doesn't work. You break that process when you buy followers or subscribers, because you got a bunch of fake accounts and the algorithm puts it in front of these fake accounts and they don't engage it because it's not real people. And mm-hmm. So it's a post that nobody cares about. So the people who are following you don't even care about it. And so why would the platform put it in front of more people if your people don't even like it? So that's how buying followers works against you. It actually suppresses. You're better off with zero followers and making a post than having a bunch of followers that you paid for and making a post, because all of those fake people who ignore it are actually going to make sure that post, nobody ever sees that post. So it's counterproductive. That's just a vanity number. You can buy however many followers you want to buy, and you really should just think about that as how deep a hole are you digging for yourself? Because that's basically whatever that number is, that's how many people are giving your post a thumbs down and making sure nobody sees it. So the more fake followers you have, the less likely anybody is to see anything that you post.
That is good. That is good. There is Nick. There you are, sir. He's in the hot seat. Okay, sir. How are you?
That's okay. That's okay. How you guys doing? How you doing, sir?
Good.
Doing well, Nick. How are you?
So we know if we were CNN, you would not be doing that, sir. Okay. We know that for real.
I thought you was gonna call and talk about some other stuff. So I apologize, y'all.
You know, it's so funny.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. People are so busy.
Yes, ma'am.
Lindsay is my business coach. She says that people. He says, Pam, sometimes you send so much information, people don't read.
Yep.
He says it all the time. He says you make it too long. He says, you know, you may be a doctor, but everybody else don't want all that information.
We don't do all that, doc, right, man, bro? We don't do that. So, and it's so much stuff going on right now, and with projects and things, and then this is the weekend I get my daughter. So, but I apologize. How you guys doing?
Good. So I want to say that in our Ready Set Go Speak community, that there is a friend that is in our community, Stacey Hawkins Adams. She's been a client of mine probably for about 20 years, author. So, and you've written a lot of books as well. And then also too, I don't know if you actually got this, but you're in Speakers Magazine as well.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about that. Thank you. I can't wait till the copies come to my home or whatever, to the business. Yes. Yeah, yep.
So we were just saying, this is basically like a brand assessment and it's live and you're in the hot seat. So we were basically saying some of the things before you got on, because I don't want to talk behind your back, is that don't buy followers because it hurts the algorithm. So say, for instance, you buy 5,000 followers and you do a post on YouTube or wherever, TikTok, and only five people like it. Mm-hmm. What the algorithm is thinking at this point is that, well, then that means all the other followers put the thumbs down and there's only a few that like it. So that would mean that they're less likely to put your content out in front of people. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things where we live in this economy. People will sell whatever people want to buy, but it's what they call a vanity metric. So when you look on someone's Instagram, you say, wow, you know, they've got like 30,000 followers. And then you look and they're fake accounts.
Yep.
So a lot of social media people will do that now because they're pressured, I guess you would say, that they're pressured because someone says, a social media manager will say, I'm going to do your social media.
Yep, so I have had that.
30 days, we're going to have 5,000 followers. So they know that they can't really do it because it's impossible unless you're doing some really, really, you know, viral crazy or something.
I have had five people manage my accounts from TikTok to the Facebook to Instagram. And what I learned was, number one, I'm paying y'all to do nothing because I can do it myself. And number two, when you learn about the algorithm and you learn about how information goes out, you're like, well, it's not even helping, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. So what I got a young man that's 21 years old that's mentoring me. He teaches me about touch points. So what we're doing right now for me, as you know, being in the real estate space and things like that, is like, he was like, Mr. Nick, with your books, with your Virginia Tech, I sit on the board of directors up in New York at an art school. I have two patents, my training program, my, you know, 7-figure network, the projects that I'm doing, me being a developer. He was like, you're at a space right now, you don't have to do anything else. You just have to maintain it and then keep going. So he was like, you know, with you being a utility patent designer and I think it's utility and design. You got a design and utility with the U.S. Trademark Office, and then with the books, and then the Virginia Tech board seat and all that stuff. So he's teaching me about that, right? Because he's 22 now. So before Vaughn came on with me or whatever, I didn't know about it. So you have all these people that manages your accounts and you pay them because you don't want to deal with it. And, you know, I'm 44, I'll be 45 this year, but I'm seasoned like I'm 55 or 65 because I don't like dealing with that shit.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm worth 60. That's
but in a sense of just knowing, keeping up with data and information and the way marketing and stuff goes. I don't like keeping up with that stuff. So what I do right now, I outsource a lot of stuff, right? I learned to be good at what Nick's good at, right? And and so that's what he's teaching me as a 22-year-old kid that keeps up with those trends and that he's a professional in it, right? So after I bumped my head and spent probably $15,000, right? You know, yeah, seriously. You know what I mean? I made the mistake with multiple
algorithms.
And it hurts your algorithm, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. And so after I done spent, you know, like I say, $15,000 over the course of having multiple people run the accounts and stuff, and they still not get the results that I want. Now we're kind of going backwards in a sense, recorrecting, stabilizing my brand of whatever you want to call it, and then kind of moving forward, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but you're right in what you're saying. That's what I'm getting to. You're right in what you're saying. And me, someone that has made that mistake of spending $15,000 a month more, I spent more than that. I just don't want to say, I spent more than that. So you look at it to where it's like, okay, let the experts do what they do. And this gentleman, he knows what he's talking about. So anyway, but that's been my lesson in it, in making mistakes from a financial side and from a marketing side. Right. You know what I mean? So
yeah. I agree. I mean, this is one of the things about Ready, Set, Go, Speak. It's a community. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, you can either learn by mistakes or mentors, right?
Yeah.
So really having a mentor who is seasoned, a little bit older, someone who's been trusted and tested. And I've been doing this for a while. And I will tell people in at the front, if I can't do something or if it's really out of the expectations of something.
And
a lot of people are like, well, I just want it fast. I just want it. It's like, it does take time.
Instant gratification. I've been there. I've been there.
Yeah, it is.
And I'll go, I don't think it's an age thing. I'm sorry to interrupt Dr. Perry, but one thing I'm learning right now, a lot of these, you know, kids that's old enough to be, I got a 27-year-old niece, my twin sister. I got six, you know, my six sisters and four brothers. I got a big family, eight nieces, eight nephews. So I learned, even with my niece helps me out and things like that. So I go to them, my nieces and nephews, I call them. I'm like, hey, what the hell going on with all this marketing stuff? Or like this new app coming out, you know? They're like, oh, Uncle Nick, you know, you just don't know. I'm like, well, I'll pay them. You know, I'll pay them. I'll say, hey, I need you guys to kind of. So for me, it has not been an age thing in a sense of with them. But it's been more of an experience in them keeping up with the trends and them knowing their age group. So then what I do, even when I'm at tech teaching, I get with those young kids and I'm like, you know, you 18, 19 years old, right? They old enough to be our kids, right? So I'm like, you know, teach me, you know what I mean? And consult me. And that's what I do with my nieces and nephews. And then my godson, who's the gentleman that I'm talking about, but he's really mentoring me. I mean, I'm for real, he's 22 years old, but here's the thing about him. He made $180,000 his freshman year of college, right? He was selling sneakers out of his car. And then he builds like CRM systems and all that. He's just a whiz. So I look at it from a standpoint, you know, how can you bless the team? You know, how can you be an asset to the team? And then what can I learn? And it's just stuff I don't want to do. You know what I mean? It's stuff I don't want to learn in a sense, you know, let me do what I'm good at. That's making deals. That's, you know, turning a penny into a dollar, right? Turning a dollar into $100 and $100 into $1,000, you know? So that's what I'm good at. I'm good at creative finance, and that's what God has blessed me to be and stuff like that, and support leaders. So I kind of leave it like that. Yeah.
And
yes,
you're good
ma'am.
At speaking, obviously. You're good at speaking.
I try, you know, I try getting these streets.
So you're good
know?
At look, speaking, good at video. And that's all that really it is being authentic, sharing your message.
Yes,
knowing
ma'am.
Who you're sharing the message, who you are, what you do, and who do you do it for, and why should they care? And that's and really, you've written a lot of books, Nick. So you've written so many books. I love your covers. Mm-hmm. One of the things I will say, just as we dive into like the brand assessment of it, is the books are on Amazon. You're Nick Tinch, and then sometimes you're Nick T-Tinch.
T-Tinch, yeah.
So we want to be consistent with that. Again, that's kind of like with algorithms and that kind of thing. The covers are wonderful. What I see is, and I'll just, you know, fix and flip are some of the books, mindset, structure, process, execution, college students, young adults, learning how to accept losses and failures, you know, measure control, is that these books are good. Some of them are Kindle, some of them are paperback. I guess they could be print on demand. The things is that getting more eyeballs on them and more video reviews. Amazon will then push your book in terms of an algorithm to people who are interested in that. And you know how sometimes when you buy something, oh, I bought this, but then we also suggest that only becomes reviews. And so when I see a book that you have, Learning How to Accept Losses and Failures, or Attitude Rehabilitation, or the Rocket Way, or Understanding and Maximizing, and they have, you know, it's good, but then there's like five stars, but there's only one review. The books that really sell on Amazon, and you know this with anything, we're going to go like what's recommended.
Yeah, of course.
So you want to really, you know, without being overly, you know, having to like, I got to keep up with stuff. You have stuff already. And all you have to do is ask people, if you like the book, leave a review. That will send you into a whole nother level. And the media will find it as well. Media will, if they're looking for an expert on real estate, they'll go to YouTube. They then will go in your YouTube description. You should always put the links to your books, and then they will see that, oh, it's not just some guy talking about
state. That's he good, because I don't have that, to be honest with you. I don't even have that, you know? So.
Oh, my God. the covers are amazing.
Dr. Barry, I don't have none of that. I don't got none of that, girl. I'm telling you. No, ma'am. None of
but
it.
That's one of the things I see that really would make a difference, because you're passionate about it. You're not afraid of the camera. So you could go on and you could speak the, you know, if you didn't have any other content, you have those books. I don't say you got to read a page every day, but you wrote the book, so you have the content. You can just slice that up, and that could be your content because the content is in your books. And you'll say, for more information, get my book.
Yeah,
how about that?
That's actually pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good because I never thought about that. Because sometimes I was talking to my assistant about this because I say, listen, what do you want me to talk about this week? Because I told her, she said, what?
You got these books. How many books do you have?
Man, Dr. Perry, I ain't even think about that, to be honest with you. I'm being real. I was just, and the day that I went and got them donuts, we got them donuts and the ice cream, that post I just did, man, it was a rough day. It was like a $500,000 problem, right, that I'm still fixing, like, and still fixing, I'm going to tell you that. So I told her, I say, listen, I'm like, well, we need to figure out, her name is Ms. Barnes. I said, Ms. Barnes, we need to figure out, you know, what we need to post, and then I'm, you know, I got some things I have to do later in this month. Long story short, I never thought about chopping that up. I think that's a great idea. I thank you for that. And because majority of those books honestly were based off of experiences and difficult things that I either overcame or went through. A lot of people don't realize, like, I graduated high school on a second grade reading level. I mean, and been on my own since I've been 16. Yeah, I ADHD, wow, dyslexia. So you, okay, all the stuff that you're seeing is from, yeah, ADHD businessman that can steal, you know what I mean? Wow. That's saved by grace.
And dyslexia on top
and of dyslexia, that. And dyslexia. So, but what I learned was, is that, and this is what they don't teach, and I try to teach people this, I have an artistic mind. So even with real estate, I can see things completed before they're done. Even if it looks like a shack, even if it looked like a raw land, that's why I have the five business models. We clear land. It's five things we do with the development. We clear land. We put in sewer line and water lines. We fix and flip. That's our bread and butter. We do new construction homes. And then now I'm doing custom homes. So let's say you will call me and say, hey, Nick, I want a house in Texas. I want you to build it, design it. I'll say, well, give me some stuff how you want it designed. We'll work with you. And then we'll take on the project in Texas while you're here in Maryland, right, in the DMV market, right? So I'm doing that now as well, too. And because I had people reach out to me about it. I'm like, you know, yeah, so the ADHD, so long story short, your boy graduated high school, and this is up in all school records and everything. The interesting thing how God is kind of how he has my life. Everything that is said or he has delivered me from or have overcome is documented by a third party, right? You know, so it's amazing. I'm impressed with where I'm at. I'm being for real. I don't take this shit lightly. I'm gonna be for real with you. I don't take
well,
where
ADHD,
I'm at.
ADHD is one thing, and then dyslexia. There's a friend of mine who graduated from Harvard who was basically dyslexic, but for a long time people didn't know how to treat her or the gift. You call it a gift, like what gift you have, but traditional school did not allow you
they
to
don't
use
say
it.
That. Yes, ma'am. Now, they don't say that. Yeah, they teach you like, so, and they push you along through school. They do that with those kids. I was one of those kids. They pushed me along through school. Long story short, just as everybody, like, when they look up and see the stuff that I'm doing, they surprised. My family and me surprised, too. we surprised, too. So, it's not that I'm just this, you know, genius person, or it's grace. I ain't even, that's why I sometimes sit and smoke a cigar and have me some moonshine. I'd be like, this is crazy, God. I'm like, you really real. Like you can turn a donkey's ass into a palace. You know what I mean? Excuse me, but you know, for real, you know what I mean? And he can do some amazing things. No, he can't. And that's one thing I try to let people know. My faith in Christ, but I'm not the Christian that you can slap and I turn up cheek. Now I'm the one that I carry the AR-15. I'm the ignorant Christian. Yeah, I'm not the one that you're gonna slap and I'm finna fight. We finna have a fight. I don't do that little passive stuff. But that's my business
that
and my
that part you're working on, okay?
Yeah, you're working on me. Yeah, I'm not that dude. You just finna put your hands on. I'm finna pray for you. No, I'm not the MLK type dude. You know, I'm not, you know what I mean, which I respect him. I'm more the Malcolm X type brother. You know what I'm saying? By any means necessary. No, this is just factual. And this is one thing, like, because I don't think we as business people or the success, we're open about more about the core values of what we believe. We're so easy to push away talking about Christ. We're so easy to, you know, push away how we got to where we are. And we don't want to talk about the trauma or the failures that we have. Nick Tinch has started over 100 businesses. Negroes today, people today are just seeing the reality of failure that I have went through to get to where I'm at, right? Mm-hmm. So there's real hardship, and you it comes with, you have to give something. It comes with divorces. It comes with loss of people. You learning how to tell people no. You learning how to set boundaries and things like that. So the success that they see has not just come out of the air. I have really been tested and tried, and I'm very grateful for where I'm at. But I'm not that passive brother that you can just think that you're going to say something crazy to them. I mean, because, you know, the glasses and the bow ties fool a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one of the things that you said on your form here that we filled out is that you really would like to have more publicity. And what you just said was a great story. That right there was a really great story. And that's why you wrote the books. Publicity, media connections, platform building service, real estate being your main bread and butter of all the things that you do. From a business strategist standpoint, Lindsay can give you some tips in terms of, you know, it's good when we start a business, it's a dream and we're so passionate about it. And like you said, you have a great imagination and you can see things other people can't see. But the bottom line that everybody can see is that profit and loss statement. So Lindsay, kind of give him a little bit about how monetization of a lot of the things that he's doing can really leverage and go further, especially in the Ready, Set, Go, Speak platform as well.
Well, what I like to start with is the objectives. And so on the form, you put that you want coaching clients and you want paid speaking gigs. Is that right, Nick?
Yes, sir. Yep.
How are you, is your intent to leverage YouTube in achieving those objectives?
Honestly, I just got to this point, to be honest with you, in a sense of having that desire. So I haven't even thought about that, honestly, Lindsay, to be honest with you. So I haven't even thought about that, to be honest with you, Doc, for real. Have not.
Have people been asking you that you would make a good speaker and that kind of thing? Is that where the inclination?
Yes. So I've been asked several times to do some things, but they want me to, you know, come free or want me to do this. And that's okay. I don't mind doing that as well too. But it's like, if I got to pay my own travel expenses and all that, I can put that time somewhere else, you know, with my daughters and my business, with my sisters and brothers, you know, mentoring people and, you know, going from there. You know what I mean? Or starting another business, you know what I mean? So I just want to make sure that the time that I'm, you know, Lindsay, the time that I'm putting in is kind of, is done the right way. You know what I mean? And it's turning to ROI, right? I'm a businessman at the end of the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So my profit and loss.
I'm going to say this for you and for any speaker that has a gift. When people ask you to speak for free, think about where they're asking you to speak for free. They had to pay for the hotel. They had to pay for the people who are putting it on. They had to probably pay for the program. They pay for the promotion of it. They pay for the lights. They pay for all of the things to put on the event. But they want the speaker, who's the main show, to come in and speak for free. That just doesn't make sense. Why?
It doesn't make sense. Yes, ma'am.
They're going to make money on everything else, but they want you to come in and speak for what? Exposure. No, you're part of the line item of everything else that they did when they're putting together that program. So if you're going to put together that I have to pay for the hotel, I've got to pay for, you know, even the people taking the tickets at the ticket counter, right? They are getting paid. They're not doing it for free. So why wouldn't the speaker get paid?
If they
are the ones inviting you and knowing that if you're there, they will sell tickets.
Yeah, that makes sense. But did I answer your question, Lindsay, as well, too? Because I want to make sure I did.
I want to hear you tell me what it is you want, because what I heard, it sounded like people are asking you to speak and you're trying to figure out a way to accommodate them that's profitable to you. But people wanting you to speak is not the same thing as what you want. So what is it that you want that we can help you with?
Actually, I would like to do both. I would like to speak. I don't mind doing it. I would love to do it. Yes, sir. Let me say that. And then at the same time, people are asking me to speak. And what my mentors are telling me and my coaches are telling me, because I have mentors and coaches, is like, well, you know, Nick, you don't need no more touch points. You don't need no more, you know, but it's like, if somebody's going to ask you to do it and you're going to do it, then you need to be able to get compensated for it. Or if it's going to take away from your time, right, then you need to figure out a way that is going to either push your brand forward, or it's also too going to give you an additional, diversify your income. That's what he was saying. That's what the gentleman said. So he's like, you got to figure out a way to where, if it's something that you're interested in doing, which I am interested in doing it, let's say that. And then if you're, and then if people are asking you to do it, cause they are, let's say that, then you need to, then you, the third thing is like, and you always, everybody's always looking to diversify income, right? You know, as business people. So it's like, well, then the other thing is like, you can diversify and bring additional income for yourself, right? You know what I mean? And things like that. So yes, yeah. I want to make sure I answered your question though too. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm with you now. So I would say absolutely YouTube can be a resource in accomplishing all of those things and checking those boxes. So YouTube is your public speaking platform where you're speaking, you're not being paid by anybody to speak, but you're paying yourself. This is your mm-hmm. platform where you're building your brand. Mm-hmm. You're getting your message out, whatever message you want to communicate to as many, you know, YouTube has global reach.
Yes, sir.
As your channel grows, you can monetize it. And we got to talk about this existing channel that you have now, because I think you're going to have to start over. But you can monetize your channel. So then once you're monetized, you will get ad revenue from people watching your videos.
Okay.
You will also get more speaking opportunities from people watching your videos, because they're going to want you to come say those things that you're saying on YouTube in front of their audience. Okay. And so when they're making these requests, it's as simple as here's my speaking fee. That's what mm-hmm. it is. They either pay it or they don't. So mm-hmm. it's not, you know, you just set your rate at whatever you determine that your time is worth, and okay. that's your rate. And the people who can afford it will be able to engage you for your services. And everybody else will just have to enjoy your expertise through YouTube.
Okay, yes, sir.
So your existing channel, I think one of these folks who you outsourced to did you wrong, because you have 25,000 subscribers here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Getting mm-hmm. 25,000 subscribers, that is a significant accomplishment on YouTube. And I can look at this and tell that these are not real subscribers.
Okay.
I can look at, I'm looking at the engagement on your videos
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't align. Like you okay. have an audience of 25,000 people
mm-hmm.
and it's just silence.
Okay.
It's just silence. They're not watching these videos. They're not liking them. They're not commenting on them. So mm-hmm. when I see an account with 25,000 subscribers and I'm looking at all these videos that have 10 views, 100 views, 50 views, even 1,000 views, mm-hmm. when you have an audience of 25,000 people, mm-hmm. these are not real, because the way subscribers work on YouTube is if people subscribe to your channel because they like what you're putting out, and if they stop enjoying what you're putting out, mm-hmm. they will unsubscribe. If they do enjoy what you're putting out, that will be evident in your videos. They're going to like them. They're going to mm-hmm. Comment on them. So these people, these 25,000 people are not liking your videos. They're not commenting on them, and they have not unsubscribed.
Okay.
So they're just completely, they're doing nothing. They're not saying I like it, and they're not saying I don't like it. They're not saying mm-hmm. nothing. They're not doing anything. So these, it's pretty obvious that these are not real. And so the mm-hmm. problem with that is every video that you post, the algorithm, and this is any platform, it starts by putting that post in front of your audience, the people who have subscribed to your channel, to see how they respond to it. Then you put it in front of some of your folks and see how they like it. And based on how they respond to it, I'll put it in front of some more people. If they like it, I'll put it in front of more people. And that process just continues. Or if it puts it in front of a couple of different samplings of your audience, your subscriber base, and they do not respond well to it, then it's not going to show it to anybody outside of your subscriber base. So what you have here is basically 25,000 fake people who you put your stuff in front of, and they don't respond to it in any way. So that the algorithm says, okay, that post fell flat. I'm not going to show it to anybody else. If his audience doesn't like it, nobody else is either. And so you got basically 25,000 people voting against everything you post.
Let me ask you this. What about the being consistent? Because I'm not consistent with the YouTube channel. So is there a certain time date that I should be posting stuff, that I should be doing anything on YouTube? Because
go ahead.
No, I'm just asking.
So it depends on your objectives. For most people, weekly is the right number. One video per week.
So one video a week. Okay.
Yep. But with these fake subscribers that are here, nothing's going to help you. So my recommendation here, man, you could, because you cannot purge them. You can't get rid of subscribers on YouTube. There's nothing you can do about it. So you would actually be better off starting a new channel from scratch.
Okay.
And when you post things, you actually will have an opportunity for people to see it, versus trying to overcome these 25,000 negative votes every time you post something. I just don't know how you get out of that hole. So if you want to use YouTube, my recommendation is to start another channel, because I don't know how you're going to salvage this one with all of these dead subscribers that's just killing everything that you post. But the answer to you, go ahead.
No, you said the answer to my question was?
So the answer to your question, again, for most people is weekly. So if you have something to say on a weekly basis, then go ahead and do it weekly. But you may be in a place where weekly isn't the right number for you. Maybe it's every 2 weeks. Maybe it's once a month. You just want it to be some form of consistency. It cannot be just once in a while. So either you're going to do it and commit to some schedule.
Okay.
Or don't do it at all.
Okay. So consistency, and then, all right, I talked to the team about that.
So for you, I mean, you're actually based on the nature of your work, you're actually in a very good position, man. You in one of the easiest type. Like if you look at regular television, the types of shows that are always popular, cooking shows are always popular, home improvement shows are always popular. So based on the nature of the work that you're doing, turning just bare land into livable space, somebody like you can engage a videographer, and you can have somebody that follows you around. Maybe it'll be a couple of days a week, or however you want to do that. But you can create a show where you're taking people start to finish, from turning, you know, a project from initiation through completion. That's gold, man.
That's interesting you say that, because I'm starting some new bills now, and that may be a good suggestion to from the start of that project to the finish of it. That may be a good idea to do. Breaking ground, putting in the foundation. I just got we ordering the materials. We, you know, ordering the materials from the lumber yard and the plans. I'm getting my plans redone. Rounding up the team. That may be a good idea, man.
That's so interesting to even someone like me, who's not into trying to build a house, but just
seeing that process. And that's an example of how you could do. I would like to see that show weekly, but if you wanted to do that every other week,
I can do it weekly. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
So yes, sir.
You got that's content that keeps people coming back. Because they got to come.
Would you suggest it be a 15-minute, 30-minute, or like what would you duration of the time?
There is no magic number for the time. That's the beauty of YouTube. All of your shows are not going to be the same length. You know, it might be 20 minutes this week, 45 next week. What's important is that it is engaging throughout. So
don't have
stuff in there that's going to cause somebody to take a nap during your show.
Right. Now, the one thing about what we do, you ain't gonna take a nap, because you're gonna be one of there's some interesting stuff. It's crazy, a lot of stuff that we don't show and talk about, because from dealing with contract to roughing inspection to ordering material to picking it up to getting it delivered. But it's interesting, a statistic just came out. A partner of mine, actually, he's a lender, and he just became a business partner of mine. He was on with VCU, and VCU just did a study to where 200,000 homes, I think, for the next 10 years or 15 years need to be built in Virginia, the Commonwealth. Now we already yeah, 200,000. Now I'm gonna say this. I told him, I'm like, listen, that's a stretch, which is true though. The numbers are true because we're 7 million homes in the red in the country, right? As a nation. So I told him, I said, listen, I'm like, we don't need the two, we ain't trying to do 200,000 homes. I say, but how about we look at 300,000? We net $1.20 per house. That was over $250 million. If we do 3,000 homes times $1.25, $125,000, that's over $250 million. That's the industry that I'm in as a developer, builder. Mm-hmm. So I told him, I said, listen, man, I'm like, let's round up everybody. Let's get this money together. But the Commonwealth, Virginia, is 200,000 homes that we need. We're in the red. Like, so if you do that nation where you look, Florida, Texas, you know, Michigan, New York, all those other states, you know what I mean? You look at for somebody to even, and I tell people this with getting into real estate, I don't care if you come in as a lender. I don't care if you come in as a silent partner. You do a joint venture deal. You got the good credit. This gentleman has the experience. You know, he's the analyst guy. Nick is the contractor. Y'all go get a loan and y'all just rinse and repeat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You rinse and repeat, right? That's, but you look at 3,000 homes times $1.25, $125,000. That's where you're at. I tell them, like, we don't even got to touch that. We don't got to do 5,000, 10,000, you know? So that's the industry, but you're right. And these two new bills, and I'm working on two flips now, and then actually another one I'm going to purchase. So that is a lot of good content. And that's a great mm-hmm. idea to probably start that over. And then, because what I can do one flip and then I can do one new bill. So that's a hell of a lot of content. You know what I mean? So, you know, in the sense of what's that?
Just in terms of how you do it, in terms of really what they call the fast moving, you know, how you speed up the thing. That is also really, really interesting when people see the ground break and you're actually going through it. And so it takes over time, but it's a time lapse.
Yes, ma'am.
Those are one of the things that are really, I guess you'd say, they go viral. Those are the ones that people really like. And and we're not saying that you can't use the other platforms. Just make YouTube your native platform. You could share it on Facebook. You could share it on LinkedIn. You could share it as a TikTok. But let it be the native and live on a regular basis to YouTube. And make sure that you are putting links in there and in the social media. And because media looks for a lot of, and put it on Twitter as well, media are looking for people that are consistent, people who have thought leadership like you do. It helps build your platform when you are consistent in that space. And yes, so, ma'am. You know, at a certain point in time, it can be a radio. It can be, you want to have long form content in different articles, CEO Weekly or Marketplace Daily. Those are things, or even where you can find where other people from other parts of the country, like Dexter B. Jenkins, may partner with you. And he's from Boston and he does real estate development. He's a pastor, but he also is teaching real estate development as well, and how to fix and flip and how does that work and the finance. I mean, it's so many pieces to it. And this is where your money is. This is where your money is. The other things about getting social media and doing all the other stuff, and and that's where really, just, you know, from the standpoint of really getting into, like you said, you have a mentor and that kind of thing, but PR contacts are always changing all the time. I talked with a young lady today. She says, you know, I had PR contacts. I used to do press releases, but things have changed, or people have left. So one of the things about Ready, Set, Go, Speak is that we have fresh contacts all the time. People who are looking for speakers, people who are looking for someone to contribute columns, people who are looking to be featured. They come to me and I put them in the community, Ready, Set, Go, Speak. It's only about 50 or so people in there right now. But really, I'm looking, like what we're doing right now, in terms of assessing someone, I will look and say, hey, you need to change your bio. I did that the other day. I said, I go to your homepage, I go to your about, which is the most visited page, and I say, this bio looks not right. Okay, we need to fix it because it doesn't reflect who you are. And basically, I'm saying, I need you to make this bio better, because if that's the most visited page on your website and I go to this bio and it's like it reads like an obituary, I'm going to bounce off. And so in terms of like building the platform is really making sure that you're speaking in the right places. If you are going to speak, speaking for a honorarium because they're honoring your time. Even if they can't pay, it says, hey, I'm going to send you an invoice. My invoice is for $2,500. But what I'm going to do is just make sure that, you know, there's an honorarium. But you know that you are at this point, if you choose to say, okay, if you only have a budget of $1,000, I'm going to send you an invoice for, and I'm going to take off this, but this is what you're going to pay me as an honorarium, because you want to eventually what they call to become a CSP, a certified speaking professional. And that only comes by having so much invoicing and paid speaking gigs. So if you're speaking for free all the time and you're not doing that, you'll never become a CSP. A CSP is that like stamp of approval, kind of like you're just certified as a professional mm-hmm. speaker. So you want to have that as well. So just, we teach those type of things. And there's courses in there as well. I know probably don't have time for that, but a lot of times what I'll do is I'll make sure that I'm looking at the assessment, or I will tap someone on the shoulder and say, hey, I think you really do need to be in, ERU Web, because they're doing mm-hmm. a feature on real estate developers. And I think you should be a part of that listicle that they're doing. I mean,
anytime with training, you know, I don't, you know, regardless if the Lord lay me on your heart, or even you know what I mean, sir, it's like, and for training, I'm always, that's one reason why I have gotten to where I'm at. I believe in development. I believe mm-hmm. in training. Yeah. I believe in learning. That's probably one of my biggest gifts that a lot of people don't know. And I love sitting at the feet of people with knowledge. You can see how, like, what y'all are saying, because no, I'm for real, because it's like, it's important, right? You know what I mean? And I respect leadership, right? You know what I mean? So it's like, if you're the professional, that's one thing y'all will know, is like, if you're the professional, what you do, I'm like, bro, run with it. I'm going to be like, hey, Dr. Perry, you got that. I trust you. I know you know what you're going to, you know what you're doing. Just tell me where to go, or what to do, and I'll do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I think is a blessing with me, because I love learning, you know, and I love being at the feet of people that, you know, will teach, you know what I mean? Especially the right way, you know? So yes, ma'am. Yeah.
This bio right here, the one you submitted and the one that ran, mm-hmm. is it better?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I don't even know. Well, what did I submit? Because I got.
I rewrote it. Let's just say. So one
I'm
of the
pretty
things.
Pretty sure you did. Hey, anything
the speaker, you said, Mr. Tense brings themes of life.
Well, yeah.
Sharing his insights and experience to inspire others, whether addressing aspiring entrepreneurs, which is what mm-hmm. you do, seasoned professionals, and anyone in between. The message is clear. Success is built on a foundation. So I think mm-hmm. that word foundation is kind of like one of the keywords you use a lot, of mm-hmm. knowledge, ethical practice, and a commitment to the greater good. And that's kind of mm-hmm. like, it fits your profile. Yeah. I'm not saying that you're a preacher, but you do show.
Oh, I am. Well, no, I'm ordained. I'm licensed. I've served as an executive pastor, young adult pastor, church administrator. I'm a licensed hospital. I got 5 licenses. I'm licensed.
Oh, that's real interesting. You said something right there, because a lot of people already said go speak. They are speakers, but a lot of them started out as youth pastors.
Oh yeah, I started out in the church. My foundation comes from that. You know, I don't subscribe to a lot of the things that's happening, but that's why. And I think, so that's a whole nother topic. But my gift is actually, that's a whole nother gift. That's a whole nother conversation. But no, that's where I started.
Uh-oh.
That's where I started at. That's where I started at. And that's where not only my faith comes from, but my background, you know. So mm-hmm. that's all day ministry. Yeah. But I'm at a point, like I said, I don't subscribe to certain things. I do it the way God has laid it on my heart to do it, as a Christian and as a brother in Christ. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I do it with some moonshine and a cigar in my hand. You know what I mean? That's the way I do it. All that other fake stuff and all that stuff, I don't subscribe to that. And anybody from Florida to the Commonwealth, to Texas, to California, to all over this country, all over the world, will tell you, the boy anointed, he means what he say, he stand by what he mean. And they call me 100% beef dude. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a country boy. I do it the country way. You know what I mean? And I do it with integrity and with, you know, if I say I can do it, I can do it. If I can't, I can't. You know what I mean? So my grandfather taught me that, and that's what I live by. You know what I mean? So yeah, all that fake. If I see somebody full of it, I'd be like, yeah. You like, what happened to Nick? I just don't come around no more. I don't waste brain power trying to see who's the more intelligent or who got this. I don't do that. I've never done that.
That's one of the main things about any platform is being authentic. People will buy from people they know, like, and trust. And just that's your number one value. You should be a rock star without having to buy any followers and likes and all of that. You should be a rock star because get the publicity, you know, if you are teachable, then we can show you all the different places where you need to show up. If you are one of the things where you're coachable, it's like, okay, well, these are the things maybe to change. Maybe don't do the videos always in the car. Maybe we need to do them a little bit different, you know, and then also just.
I'll be doing the car. Yep.
Lindsay, speak to that.
Well, he doesn't always do, because there are some here where you're on site. You're in the properties that are being developed, and that's exactly, that's it. So I want you to think about YouTube as a piece of undeveloped land that you can turn into a revenue generating asset with no cap on what it can generate.
That makes sense to me. I understand numbers and money. That made so much sense instantly when you said, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. That part.
Yeah. You don't need to waste time on any other platform. My recommendation to you would be is start another YouTube channel, because this one is, and you know, continuing our real estate analogy, this is land that is toxic. It's got oil in it. I mean, like an oil spill that you can't rebuild on it. It's got some nuclear waste or whatever. You need to, this piece of land, don't worry about. Start another one, another YouTube channel, and you can build this into anything you want. It is the most efficient use of your time, because the content is just your day. You're going about your work day, and a couple of days a week, you're going to have somebody following you with the camera, and you're going to be narrating and saying whatever it is you want to say that is not going to disrupt your day in any way. And now you're getting your message out. You're communicating to people the way you normally would communicate. You're providing mentorship to people who otherwise would have no way of accessing you to get this kind of knowledge from you. And it's not imposing on you in any way. It's just you're opening your workday up to the world and showing people how you do what you do. And that's going to bring you the opportunities that you're looking for. People are going to see this show and see who you are, how you are, and how you do things, and say, I want that guy to be a part of what I'm doing. And I recognize that I'm going to have to pay whatever it costs, because he's obviously worth it. So that would be my recommendation to you. YouTube is your piece of undeveloped land with the greatest earning capacity for you.
Okay, awesome. We'll get her done.
I would just like to invite you to be a part of Ready, Set, Go Speak as well, because you can have a lot of PR opportunities and also mentorship.
Community
that will say, hey, you know, teach me how to do what you're doing as well. So you may get customers and clients out of there as well. But it is something that I just would invite you to be a part of, because I think you can really get a lot out of there.
Well, thank you. I would love to talk about it and send me whatever information. And then also to just thank you guys for your time. I know y'all are busy. And one thing, I don't like wasting people's time, so I apologize, you know, with the miscommunication
for whatever reason, I knew I had to remind you. I did not.
Oh, of course, you know you.
I did. Listen, I did not know you were ADHD. Okay.
What? Like a mug or something. And I'm the type. Okay.
A lot of my good friends are. So
yeah,
I'm the vibe.
I'm the type too. Is like, you know, I'm the type where, you know, I even though I lead, I don't mind being led. You know what I mean? So it's like, you would get it. Like, if we're working together, if the Lord allows and the numbers are right and things like that, you know, for us to partner and stuff, and you guys will learn that, you know, like, let me call and text Nick or let me remind him. A lot of stuff I like to, what I do now in a sense also too, I free my mind so I can also too be more creative. So a lot of times, and I will leave what Dr. Perry does, what this gentleman does, up to you guys. Okay. That's out of my mind. They'll contact me. They'll let me know. And my assistant got on me about it earlier this week. She's like, well, you didn't tell me to do that. I'm like, well, and she's still learning her job. She's new with us. And I'm like, well, I know I'm, you know, whatever, I'm the leader. But I'm like, also, too, you know, you ain't none without a good assistant. You know what I mean? Or you know, and stuff like that. So a lot, but I thank you for that. And I do apologize because I know you guys' time is valuable and I really appreciate it. You know, you guys taking time to talk to me on your platform. It means a lot. And great assessment, man. I'm gonna tell you something, Doc, man, you got some good stuff. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate it.
We saw you had the it factor and it was just really? Some things that we had to
I was on the phone with one of my spiritual sisters yesterday. And she just was laid on my heart. So she's down in Florida. Everybody's saying that, but I'm gonna tell you, I don't see what everybody see. And I think that's a blessing. And so I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm being so serious. I'm grateful to where I'm at. And I don't see what everybody see. I know I'm a cool dude. You know, I got a little swag. My dad named Milton Tinch. That joke right there does something. My daddy got 11 kids. Let me tell you that. So, you know what I mean? From six different women. My dad is one of the coolest OG you ever want to meet. He's an amazing person, right? But saying that, I know I got a certain thing that I like to do. I like clothes. I like, you know, certain things have to be a certain way with me. Mm-hmm. And I get that. But also, too, I still don't see what other people see. But I think that's part of being part of a team and your team coming together to help you bring that together. And then another thing, which is, and I'll say this before I go, if I make money, you guys make money. So with this YouTube thing, if that thing pop off, Doc, you're going to be one of the first person I'm going to call. I'm like, hey, man, like a percentage to you. I'm like, well, damn, because that's how I have developed my relationships in business. Yeah. I'm the type of person is that. Nick does not like, I'm going to tell you this, I dislike this. I do not like being the only person at the table with $100,000, $10,000. If we're all at the table sitting with $100,000 a piece, we're more powerful to get a deal done, right? So if they know I'm the only person at the table with a seven figures, $1 million, or I mean, you know, $100,000, $10,000, we're not powerful. So as Nick grows, then I say, hey, Dr. Perry, here you go. Lawrence, here you go. You know, I make sure that everybody is able to, you know, their lifestyle increases as well too.
You're a multiplier. It's one Ryan C. Burris said that today. He says, I'm a multiplier. And then we should all be multipliers. And we help whoever we touch, we should be able to multiply.
Thank you
so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. And I'm going to pick up my babies. It's my weekend, so I'm excited.
Okay. All right. Well, you enjoy. Right. Always. They stay babies in such a blink of an eye. So enjoy.
Yep. They're 4 and 7. They're 4 and 7 years old. So they are amazing. Days.
When they turn 10, when they turn those double digits, then they kind of know more than you, right?
Okay. No, and I'm going to call their amazing mama and say, hey, go get these girls. Come get your daughters. They're going to be like, you know, so, but yep. So, but thank y'all so much. I appreciate it. Y'all have
all
a
right,
good
thank
one.
You.
All right, take care. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. That was good. Well, Lindsay, he really is. I think he's set. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining us too, for Ready, Set, Go, Speak. It is a lot, but really his main thing for publicity, platform building, and media contacts, we got that, you know, and you gave him the strategy laid out. So if he needs more, getting out of the car doing the videos, it's good, but we need to see him really do like the reality show type of thing. And I like time lapse. I really do. Like, from if you're building a house, I like time lapse. That's like really, really what will keep my attention. I know as a person, it's like, well, how do they do that? And so if you see a time lapse film,
after, you know, the regular videos, and then ultimately when the project completes, he could do a recap video that has that time lapse where you see the whole thing. It. Like, if you couldn't follow the 12 weeks or 16 weeks or whatever it took, you can watch this one video and see the whole project.
That's me. That is me. That's the kind of stuff I love. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we will be next Friday. We got another good person in the hot seat as well. So
excellent.
I will talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Take care. Right.
So that is Get Out There, Get Known podcast. So thanks for joining us today. I am excited. Ready, Set, Go, Speak. Go readysetgospeak.com. Find out about it. Join the community. Be a part of us. And I will guide you through any of this so that you will not be wasting money or wasting time. All right. I'm Pam Perry. Take care. Outro.
You've been listening to the Get Out There and Get Known podcast, brought to you by PamPerryPR.com, where you'll get insider tips on how to build your platform, pitch the media, and promote yourself with confidence. Head over to PamPerryPR.com and get the exclusive video training on the 7 must-have marketing materials you need before you pitch. In order to be considered in media places or superstar stages, PamPerryPR.com, where you help you shine like